Zuhören macht Sinn. Blind TV. Das Radio gegen Behinderer.
Einen wunderbaren, schönen, sonnigen Frühlingsnachmittag. Wolfgang Themel begrüßt Sie zu einer weiteren Folge von Blind TV, dem Radio gegen Verhinderer. Heute und das nächste Mal machen wir einmal wieder Musik. Und zwar möchte ich Ihnen heute das neue Album des Ausnahmemusikers Robert Wyatt vorstellen. Welcher Bezug zu Blind TV? Robert Wyatt ist 1982 als betrunkener Musiker bei einem Fest aus dem Fenster gestürzt und hat sich dabei das Rückgrat gebrochen, hat eine Querschnittlähmung, ist seither im Rollstuhl. Wer ist Robert Wyatt? Die älteren Musikinteressierten werden ihn kennen, die jüngeren kaum. Deswegen eine Nachhilfestunde für alle, die gute Musik hören wollen. Robert Wyatt ist eines der legendären Gründungsmitglieder der englischen Gruppe Soft Machine aus den 60er Jahren. Und zugleich mit dieser Vorstellung seines letzten und neuen Albums Cuckoo Land, welches letztes Jahr im Herbst erschienen ist, habe ich auch Robert Wyatt im Herbst in seinem Haus in Louth, das ist nördlich in Lincolnshire, getroffen und habe dort mit ihm einen ganzen Nachmittag verbracht. Hier bei uns heute Mike Schneider an der Technik. Das Interview habe ich geführt mit Evelyn Kraus und bei dem Interview waren wir zu viert, beziehungsweise viereinhalb, was Sie im Hintergrund oft hören werden. Ein Gebell, das ist ein Hund im Hause. Alfreda Benge, die Frau von Robert Wyatt, wohnt mit ihm dort zusammen. Es gibt auch einen Bezug von Alfreda Benge zu Österreich. Es könnten ja interessierte Zuhörer anrufen. Welche Nummer haben wir hier im Studio?
Studionummer lautet 830 880 80.
Also, ein, sagen wir, sinnlos T-Shirt gibt's für jene oder jene Person, die anruft und weiß, welcher Bezug zwischen Alfreda Benge und Österreich besteht. Hören wir zunächst einmal rein in den Track Nummer 1 der neuen CD, Just a Bit, Robert Wyatt, Cuckoo Land.
Oh, your brain cells inside out. Transcendental arts, religion, thinking you'll improve your mind, and all it does.
Das war der erste Track, die erste Nummer aus dem Album Cuckoo Land von Robert Wyatt, seinem letzten großartigen Soloalbum. Robert Wyatt, ein Mann, der außerhalb der Zeit, außerhalb der Trends steht und der vor allem im Rollstuhl sitzt, was für unsere Sendung interessant ist. Und wir fuhren letzten Oktober, Ende Oktober von Liverpool, als wir dort die Ausstellung vorbereiteten, sinnlos mit einem Leihwagen nach in den Osten von England, nach Louth. Und Louth ist dort, wo wir nun Robert Wyatt treffen. Und hier einmal kurz zur Begrüßung, damit man weiß, wo Louth liegt.
But it's really nowhere here. I mean, it's like...
At the back of beyond.
Yeah.
As we say.
Remember Andy Warhol said what he liked about Switzerland. He said, it's great. He said, it's kind of nothing.
That's good, yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good, yeah. Yeah.
Very warm. Do you have coffee or a tea? Coffee.
Whatever you drink,
coffee.
We join you. A tea might be okay.
Tea.
Yeah.
Okay, das war unser Einstand dort. Es war ein kalter Oktobernachmittag und wir sind in einem kleinen, wunderbaren Ort in Louth gelandet und wurden sehr, sehr herzlich aufgenommen. Und es hat mich also interessiert, wie Robert Wyatt, der hat 1972 diesen Unfall gehabt, wo er betrunken aus einem Fenster gestürzt ist. Wie geht er, wie war seine Zeit, also als Musiker? Er war damals wirklich ein Star dieser ganzen Musikszene, in diesem Aufbruch, in diesen wilden 60er, Anfang der 70er Jahre. Wie hat er das erlebt?
I wasn't affected mentally by becoming paraplegic that I was conscious of, but the practical circumstances changed everything in effect. Mm-hmm. And I mean, three things happened more or less at the same time, which is I was working on my own record because I couldn't function in groups, and I broke my back and married Alfie. And those three things the biggest. That's, as far as I'm concerned, when my life as a adult, it's the nearest I ever get to it. That's when it sort of began. Mm-hmm. So, and then, in fact, it was. It sounds facetious, and I know some disabled people have been very cross when I've said this, but for me, it was a real release being in a wheelchair because I no longer felt obliged to work in a group or a kind of. I was forced back on my own resources.
How old have you been there?
When 28. 28.
Yeah. So I was 10 years younger. I was 18.
Right.
More just after.
Maybe that's harder than I think.
Yes and no. I mean, you know, 18 in Austria, you finish high school. So for me, it was divided, so to say. I was a baby again, physically meant. You know, all these things, you know, all to learn about your body or how it doesn't react anymore.
Right.
On the other hand, so my professional life, so to say, just finishing high school with a, you know, a real romantic way, because I decided to study art. And so for me, it was some kind of a second kind of childhood, you know, to grow up at the same time. And mentally, yes. you are 18 or whatever you are. So
this extraordinary. Is, I think it's, that must have been, I think that's quite poignant, actually, 18. It's a bit young, isn't it, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
20 years, pretty young.
Yeah, it is, I realise now. Now I'm twice as old as I was.
Yeah.
Now I've been longer in a wheelchair than I was not in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see that I was young, but I didn't feel young. I felt.
Do you celebrate yours? I will celebrate my second birthday when I have an accident. I ever make a birthday party.
I don't like the day. I hate the day.
Well, I hate the day myself, but you know, this is a contradiction for me.
I don't know what it was.
I try not to remember it. June the 1st.
It was exactly 30 years ago, wasn't it?
June the 1st.
Well, that's just over 30 years
30
ago.
30 years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Mm. I think it was harder for Alfie in a way, because at least I was in hospital and you could see what was wrong and I was a subject of treatment. But for my girlfriend, and just sort of, what the fuck's happened here? You know, what about, what's going on? It must have been very scary, I suppose.
But you recognised from the very beginning what happened to you or not?
Yeah, I mean, doctor came and told me. I mean, first 6 weeks I was on drugs, so I didn't know anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And a doctor came and told
me. You break which vertebrae?
T12, L1.
Oh, so. you are, should we call it skin scrapers in Austria? Because now this, I'm T4, 5, 6.
Oh. Quite high.
So this is a bit. And I was about 195 tall, centimeters. So, you know, just sitting in a wheelchair. You know,
so how are your hands?
Oh, no, that's okay. No, T, like, you know, I cannot have my belly muscles. So this is, you know, my balance is always a problem.
Oh, yeah, I've got those.
You're higher on one side than.
Yeah, mine's a funny raggedy angle. But I was always aware, quite early on, that I was fairly lucky compared with. I mean, I sort of woke up to a ward full of, I don't know, 20, 30 people, something like that.
Yeah, whenever you see a quadriplegic, you know.
And there was loads of, well, also, people, children, and older people whose bones were so dry that they were in real trouble. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the doctor sort of laughingly said, if you're going to do this, you did it at a very good age.
This is
you
right.
did it at the best possible age, really. That I was fully grown, had a bit of a life, and
you
was still young enough that my bones were healthy and my tissues were healthy and so on.
Yeah.
So I think that for me, I didn't go. It wasn't a tragedy for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was just extremely bizarre.
I think you've been in denial for.
Yeah, well, in that case,
depends on the
well, all I can say is that's what I'm aware of. Yeah, I mean
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I think denial is the way to deal with everything.
Yeah,
yeah, but it still depends on who is around you. You know, if you're a single person with a neighbourhood which doesn't accept you as you are.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Of course. I mean, well, that's why I said the three things simultaneously. One was having all this material for another record in my head, and kind of thinking about that, and then coming out and being with Alfie, who, apart from anything else, fantastically sort of faces things and very sort of practical and took me on in such a way that's quite rare, I think, for people. So I never sort of, I was never lost in a kind of institutional no man's land.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sort of, there again, lucky like that. Mm-hmm. So, I was always, I never got lost.
Just your cerebral, whereas most of the people in the ward had accidents because they were very physical. They had, there was a gym teacher, construction workers, people whose lives were outdoors, and they had no resources, other resources, because they developed the physical stuff, and so it was much more shattering for them. I mean, you can live in a dream sitting down or standing up, really.
Well, yeah, I mean, my perfect, all I really ever want to do is to sit around in cafes with a coffee and a cigarette or a drink later on and watch the world. Or at home, then I can play records too. Oh, that's all I ever did anyway in my spare time. So really, you know, it wasn't very different, to be honest, in my case.
Zuhören macht Sinn.
Und wir haben heute ein Interview mit Robert Wyatt, dem vorher fantastischen Musiker, und seinem neuen Soloalbum Cuckoo Land. Und wir hören uns nun den weiteren Track an, Forest. Nur zur Anmerkung, die Musiker sind also sehr, sehr, sehr prominent, von Brian Eno. Und hier auf diesem Stück Forest haben wir ein wunderbares, eine Gitarre von David Gilmour, auch den Senioren unter diesen Hörern, Hörerinnen von Pink Floyd, der legendäre Gitarrist. Forest, Robert Wyatt. Das war also das Stück Forest, ein kleiner Ausschnitt aus dem Stück Forest, Gitarre David Gilmour, Stimme Brian Eno, Jamie Johnson Voice und Robert Wyatt hat das Lied gemeinsam mit seiner Frau Alfreda Benge komponiert, und weiter im Interview was er weiter zu sagen hat.
Absolutely the worst decade was the 60s for me. It was just proto-Reaganomics at its most raw. I don't remember any idealism, or I don't even remember any good music. I remember the 50s when I was younger.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Just 10 minutes too old for rock and roll.
10 minutes too old for rock and roll. Yeah.
And
10 minutes too young for what?
10 minutes too young for jazz. That's why the music's so neither.
Right.
It's just kind of suspended like a Galapagos freak, you know.
Yeah.
Mutant freak that's just survived.
Right. I think like Eric Satie said, he was too young for an old time and too old for a young time.
Mm.
Just in between.
Very good.
Think this is quite precise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I think he was maybe more modern than me, really, in the end. But only history can tell how modern somebody was, of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But...
jetzt muss man sich vorstellen, man ist Schlagzeuger in einer Musikgruppe oder als Solist und dann stürzt man aus dem Fenster und kann seine beiden Beine nicht mehr bewegen. Und das ist eine sehr, sehr, merkwürdige Geschichte, wenn ihm das passiert. Ein Schlagzeuger ist gemacht eben für 4 Gliedmaßen. Und so hat Robert dann darauf reagiert, was er daraus gemacht hat, hören Sie nun.
But how is it for you? Being a drummer and not being able to use your legs anymore.
Well, you're fucked, really. The particularly the kind of drumming I like, which was, I mean, there's a one-handed rock drummer, very very good, I think, with one of those heavy metal bands, just plays with the left hand on offbeat, and really in a heavy metal band that's okay, you know. But if you aspire to something more kind of jazz influenced. You really do need a left foot for the hi-hat and a right foot for the bass drum. I mean, and so but luckily, as a sideline, I'd been recording and working on tunes of my own for several years, doing my own keyboards and percussion and so on, and singing. And so this sort of sideline just came into the front, really, and the percussion went into the back. As a sideline.
No, but I'm asking about just for the physical movement, right? Just being a drummer is something which is a thing you have 4 parts, 2 hands, 2 legs.
Absolutely, yeah.
And there is the drums are created for 2 legs.
Absolutely, they are. That's the whole point. And but I was never primarily, I don't think, a musician because I was because of the love of playing because I was a musician because I love music. So as far as I could see, if I could make music somehow and do the bits I could do and then get other people to do the bits I couldn't do and direct it, in other words, thinking a bit more like a composer than a performer. But the difficulty is only is finding musicians who can do the things you want then. But I find there's always just enough so that when I actually came to record Rock Bottom, I asked a drummer who I really like, it's a friend of ours for a long time, to do the stuff that required a drum kit, and directed him, and he played perfectly for me, and I was doing the singing and the writing the songs. Didn't bother me because as I say, it didn't. I mean, Alfie says I'm in denial about lots of things. Maybe it did, but I don't remember thinking about it because I couldn't.
So finally, you found the right people always.
In the end, yeah. Well, if I couldn't, then I would just. Do it myself. I just had to learn. For example, bass lines. Well, with certain keyboards, I found where I could do bass lines on piano and then reproduce them on keyboards. I just had to learn. You know, music, and I think because I was more influenced by painters and visual arts than music, how to do things. So it just seemed to me that. Like, for example, if the same, it should be okay if you have an idea and you're a musician. I mean, if you're a painter, you don't just have to specialise in blue or red. You know, if you want to have all the colours, you learn to use blue and red and grey and white. And I felt the same about the records. You know, if I need a keyboard, I do it. If I need a trumpet, I just have to learn to control the trumpet. I only need other musicians, really, if I need the kind of virtuosity. And my music doesn't demand much virtuosity. It's not that kind of music. The kind of music I played in before demanded virtuosity, but I was actually...
Soft machine stuff, for example.
Yeah, yeah. But this endless displays of cleverness was actually getting on my nerves, to be honest, anyway.
Das war ein erster Teil des Interviews mit Robert Wyatt und seine neue CD Cuckoo Land. Wolfgang Themel verabschiedet sich von der Zuhörerschaft und wie gesagt, das Geheimnis um Alfreda Benge kann auch bis zur nächsten Sendung am nächsten Donnerstag aufgelöst werden, welcher Bezug von Alfreda Benge zu Österreich besteht. Und wir schließen heute die Sendung mit einem kurzen Ausschnitt aus dem Track Lala Loop von Cuckoo Land von Robert Wyatt und seiner neuen CD. Kaufen Sie sich diese CD, sie ist wunderbar, zeitlos, die können Sie auch in 10 Jahren noch hören. Einen schönen guten Abend.
Hold on, can't walk faster, can't get up the hill. Oi, you, wait for me, I'm out of breath, I'm ill. Dancing, nights for lying down.
Spin that bebop, ditch the dancing. Don that duvet, cook the cocoa. Turn that music down.
Capers, keep your hair on. I should hurry. Cut those capers, keep your hair on. I should worry. You should go to
Blind TV. Das wöchentliche Radioprogramm des Projektes Sinnlos von Wolfgang Themel. Jeden Donnerstag 17.30 Uhr bis 18 Uhr auf Radio Helsinki 92,6 MHz.